Australia's first purpose-built establishment for convict women sent to the colony of New South Wales was built on a four-acre portion of land on the upper reaches of the Parramatta River. Designed by emancipated convict Frances Greenway, the foundation stone of the female factory was laid in 1818 by Governor Macquarie. Here, local Parramatta historian Anne Matthews talks about the female factory buildings that are still standing.
We still have actually four buildings at the female factory that are original. We have the matron's quarters, although it has been extended up and it's had bits and pieces added to it, but the body of the building is still there. And we have the hospital, which is a similar building, and they were both built in 1818. We have the 1823 building of the third class, which was a two-storey building, but is now only a single storey. It only had portholes around the top, on top floor as ventilation, and small windows on one side of the bottom floor, but now has larger windows, and it has windows up the top, even though there's no floor in there. And the fourth one was a little building that was built in 1838, and it was called the Dead House, or the Morgue, and that is near the Gippsyard.
You have been listening to local historian Anne Matthews share her knowledge of the Parramatta Female Factory. This recording was prepared by the City of Parramatta Council in 2018 and features music by Chad Crouch. The City of Parramatta acknowledges the Darug people as the traditional custodians of the land on which the female factory buildings stand.